99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This could be a super Tuesday for Donald Trump, with voters in more than a dozen states and American Samoa headed to the polls.
We've been launching like a rocket to the Republican nomination.
So far, his only GOP rival, Nikki Haley, has won a single primary. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
President Biden and former President Donald Trump are hoping to amass a string of lopsided victories so they can focus on the general election.
It will give one or both of the major candidates, Biden and Trump, a lot to brag about.
UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
The symbolism is important because Super Tuesday has always been seen as the biggest, most substantive voting day of the primary season.
CBS's Aaron Navarro is in Minneapolis, where some voters hope to send the president a message.
For President Biden, he doesn't really have any competition necessarily on the ballot, but there are a couple states where there is a push to vote uncommitted or no preference as a way to kind of protest his response to the Israel-Hamas war.
The White House is intensifying calls for a temporary ceasefire in the war as a rival of Benjamin Netanyahu's, Benny Gantz, makes the rounds in Washington. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Israel has put a forward-leaning deal on the table. They have made an offer here, and the onus is on Hamas to accept it.
A retired Army officer named David Slater, working for the Air Force, is accused of posting classified information. CBS's Matt Piper.
The feds say the 63-year-old illegally disclosed sensitive national defense information on a foreign dating site. The person he was speaking to, someone claiming to be a woman living in Ukraine. Officials say he sent the person secret Pentagon documents about Russia's war in that country. Assigned to U.S. Strategic Command, Slater had a top secret security clearance.
In suburban Detroit, a fire raging at an industrial wholesale facility sent flames and debris into the air.
I look out and I see the sky is just glowing orange.
Clinton Township Fire Chief says the building contained large butane and nitrous tanks. Hazmat crews are on the scene measuring air safety. Police are urging people to stay indoors. There was no one inside that building at the time. Before you take out an iPad or a phone to keep your little one busy, consider this. A study in the journal JAMA Pediatrics finds toddlers exposed to more screen time have fewer conversations with their parents or caregivers. In the long run, researchers found it can lead to lower levels of language skills, IQ, and brain function. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies is celebrating 40 years with anniversary savings on their most popular tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Low prices await at Dell.com/deal.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers with kids are getting a tax break. Governor Evers is enacting a bipartisan bill to expand child and dependent care tax credits from 50% of the federal credit to 100%. The total tax relief should add up to $73 million a year. On Friday, Evers vetoed three Republican tax cut bills. Suburban women in Wisconsin have a lot to say about who wins the race for president. That's why First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha Sunday talking about reproductive rights.
We are the first generation, and I think someone said this, in a half a century, to give our daughters a country with fewer rights than we all had.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wuggeho, Civic Media News.
Huge win at home for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers 113-106 at Fiserv Forum, and they did it without Giannis or Chris Middleton, both out with injuries. The Bucks were down by 13, but made changes on defense. Doc Rivers.
We went zone a lot in the second half. We switched everything. You know, maybe their timing was off because of the zone. I thought it did help. for sure. And then I thought our execution offensively was unbelievable down the stretch. We got the ball. When they trapped, we moved the ball. We kept the game simple.
College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 after losing to Creighton. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked number 6 just a month ago. They host Rutgers Thursday. Are they concerned?
No, because this league is hard. This is one of the better teams in the country. You know, we got enough that we have to continue to try to get better at that'll help us going forward. So right now it's all about Rutgers and getting ready for that.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and still windy this morning. The wind will die down and we'll actually see a little sunshine here by this afternoon. High today, 44. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, sunshine, 45 by Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You know, I've been obsessed my whole life with staying in shape and you know, working out and everything, but I'm telling you, I'm 40, in another 40 years, I'll be 80. There's no stopping it. I'm at a crossroads now. I'm thinking about maybe I should just start drinking and eating everything I want to eat. Because, you know, when you're 22, when you hurt something, it's probably because you did something. Huh. I got the flu this year. I start coughing. I pulled a muscle. I go and get my eyes checked. And I've always had amazing vision, really good vision. And I go to get my eyes checked, and the doctor says, one eye's gone bad. How does one eye go bad? I don't remember overusing one eye. You guys want to play some ball? Let's play some ball. No, I'm saving this one till I'm 40.
With the Gin Blossoms at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here today. What a night last night, huh? Did you hear that rain pounding?
Somewhere I can see how far we've come.
It was pouring.
Still I can remember it.
It kept me up all night because it was really pounding on the windows, really windy and blowing rain, and
it's
wow. For today, going to be cloudy with a high near 42, cloudy lows around 36. Tonight, sunny tomorrow, beautiful with a high near 44. We've got tickets to give away to the State Fair today. We've got country platinum recording artist Riley Green coming to the State Fair. I think I have a story about Riley Green, too. When you hear this story coming up later on. So you can win tickets to see Riley Green. We have one more pair of tickets to give away to Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild as well. So keep it here at WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed. Hey, coming up at 7:06, a good, dear, old friend of mine, Randy Gordon, will be here. What a story he's got to tell. He started, he had some hard luck growing up, a little bit of hard luck, but he went on to become a writer for Boxing Magazine. He went on to become a boxer. He went on to become an ESPN sports commentator. He went on to become the commentator for boxing on ESPN television. He went on to get his own radio show on Sirius XM, where he's still got it today. He went on to become the New York State Boxing Commissioner and the New York State Athletic Commissioner. He's got some Cinderella story to tell, and he's an accomplished author, his published author as well. And he's a dear friend of mine. Back from the early 70s, we worked together. So I'm going to bring Randy Gordon on today. This guy, he's older than I am, and he's the busiest guy I know. And this guy is constantly out there. He manages boxers. He does everything. And he's older than I am. I'm not telling you how old I am, but he's older than I am. So good for Randy. Good for Randy. And I'll tell you a funny story about when his daughter was born. I was there at the hospital when his daughter was born back in the 70s, and he told me something. I'll remind him of that when he comes in here, or actually calls in. He lives on Long Island. So that's coming up at 7:06. That should be a fun hour, reminiscing with a good old friend. Yeah. I'm going to try to get another old friend of mine on who I grew up with. He's more of my brother's friend than mine, but he went on. He was in a rock and roll band. He served the armed forces in Germany. He was in the U.S. Army stationed in Germany. He went on to become a Foley artist is what they call him. He was the sound effects guy for a ton of huge movies, including Independence Day. He worked for Paramount Pictures, worked for a bunch of companies. And so I hope to have him on soon, my good friend Victor. So it's some good things happening here. Next week, we have a couple of candidates who are running for office. I'll tell you about that a little later on. They'll be here. We've got a whole bunch of stuff here. We're just loaded with things to do. Okay. My wife and I got a camera. I guess my son gave it to us for Christmas. It's like a motion sensor camera. It's a portable one. And we put it in the backyard. My wife puts it in the backyard. And then leaves it there all day long and all night long. And you could see the critters walking around your backyard. You can't believe how many critters are out there all night long. And you never see them because it's in the middle of the night. There's possums running back there, back and forth. Squirrels all over the place during the daytime. We saw one where the squirrel was eating out of the little tin we put food in, little corn. And this other squirrel came and pounced into him, just knocked him out of the way at full speed. What a bully. Then we're watching, and this big, giant face comes in front of the camera. It was a cat. He looks right into the lens. It was funny to watch. But, yeah, you see all these critters walking around the back. There were rabbits popping around the backyard at night. Wow. It's a whole new world out there. So what we do is we record this, and every time a motion happens, it records 10 seconds. So you got all these little 10-second increments. We had like 75 or 80 of them. And you pop it into the back of your TV and you watch it and you see what's going on in your backyard at night when you're sleeping. There's a lot of activity back there, more than you'd think. But, you know, the possums are walking around and you can tell they're possums because of their faces and they're slow and they're built low to the ground. There's a couple of cats during the daytime. You can tell when the cats are there because the squirrels run and then all of a sudden the cat appears. It's really interesting to see what goes on. So we have fun with that camera. We haven't left it in the rain yet. I think it'd be okay in the rain. You know, it's an outdoor camera, but still we haven't done that yet. But we just set it up and leave it there. And whatever happens, happens. And get this little disc in there, and you pop it into the back of your TV when you're all done. Yeah, I like that. Okay. Excuse me. 13 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJN Radio. A sleep expert says drinking coffee the minute you wake up in the morning is not good for you. You should wait several hours until your hormone levels aren't as high. If you drink coffee at that point, you're doing more harm than good. It's even possible you could become immune to caffeine. That's what this person's saying. Science hasn't chimed in yet on this. There's a thread going online about things people do or say without realizing how rude they are. See if you agree or even if you're guilty of some of these. Listening to anything in public with the volume turned up. Oh, that's annoying. Parking a shopping cart in the middle aisle, even temporarily, so that others can't pass. I have done that. I try to move it over, but sometimes it's a little more toward the center than people would like. You know, you put the cart in, you run down to the end of the aisle.
to get something and you just leave it there. A lot of people do it. I think I've done it. Stepping off a busy escalator, then stopping to look around so others have awkwardly have to get off while trying to avoid running into you. It seems to happen with moving walkways at the airport, too. Yet when you get off the escalator, keep moving because those stairs are moving and people are coming down. They're not going to stop. I mean, so if you're there, they're going to bump right into you and knock you over. Yeah, but if somebody declines alcohol, you insist they partake. Oh, come on. You know, come on, have a drink, have a smoke. If they don't want to, leave them alone. How about letting your dog jump on someone else when they come to your house? Or even when you take him for a walk, a dog jumps on you? How about your kids jumping on people? Asking a newly married couple, hey, when do you plan to have kids? Or any couple, really, for that matter. Asking a couple if and when they're planning to get married, too, is also bad. You know, you're putting them in an awkward situation. Maybe they don't want to get married. Maybe they hate each other. Looking at your phone while someone's talking to you. I never do that. That's just plain rude. Commenting on weight or physique in any way, even when it's meant to be a compliment. Hey, you're looking really nice lately. What was I, a fat pig before? Now I'm looking nice lately. Giving unsolicited parenting advice, even indirectly, through your own social media posts. Some people get preaching, shaming, you know, a shaming vibe in that way. Keep your advice to yourself. And saying, I knew a guy who did this. He used to always come up to me, no offense, but. Saying no offense, but is often followed by something very offensive. If you feel like you need to buffer with the phrase, no offense, but, then you probably should reconsider vocalizing it altogether. All right? Okay. People are rude. As Jim Morrison said, people are rude. Or is that people are strange? I think it's people are strange. WRJN excited to welcome country platinum recording artist Riley Green to the State Fair main stage on Wednesday, August 7th. Get ready to kick up your boots, let loose for an unforgettable night of music, solid vibes, and summer fun. Joining Riley on the main stage will be fellow country sensation Avery Anna. All you do is have to give me a call right now for a pair of tickets to the State Fair to see Riley Green on stage Wednesday, August 7th at the Wisconsin State Fair. I've got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. That's 262-634-WRJN. So if you want a pair of tickets, all lines are open right now. All you do is have to try to give a call. And if you do, I might give two pair away today. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I'll give two pair. I feel in a good mood today. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. They still have the numbers on the phone, right? On your cell phone. So if you dial WRJN, you'll still... Yeah, they still have numbers on the phone. Letters on the phone, rather. 262-634-WRJN. Do have a story here about Riley Green, by the way. I guess he had a wild show last Thursday night in Indiana. He got a nonstop flow of bras being thrown on stage during his performance of Dixieland Delight. All right. Women like to do that, I guess. I assume it was women. They're not guys doing it, right? All right. So if you want to go, I'll give two pair away today. All right. 262-634. I'll answer the phone in just a second. 262-634-9756 to see Riley Green at the Wisconsin State Fair. You have a chance to get in right now. 618 at WRJ and cloudy with a high near 42. Cloudy highs near, lows near 36 tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 44. Right now it's cloudy and 40 degrees. At Hometown Radio, WRJN, a Civic Media station.
Listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
People we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, continuing its run this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN Radio. Thanks for joining us here on this. It's only Tuesday? I thought it was at least Friday, Thursday or Friday. It's Tuesday, March 5th. You know what yesterday was? I forgot to mention it. It was March 4th. It's the only day of the year that's also a command. March 4th. Yeah. I think a lot of people call it Star Wars Day, March 4th. Well, today's March 5th, so that's all gone. Thanks for joining us here at 621. You know, sometimes radio promotions don't always work out the way they're supposed to. Case in point, a radio show in Australia had a woman propose to her boyfriend on Leap Day, which is an old Irish tradition. But things got very uncomfortable when it didn't go as planned. You see, her proposal was great. She called herself the luckiest girl alive, called him her north, south, east, and west, and told him, "Who I am is totally because of you." So people were shocked. She didn't get a yes on the proposal. She didn't get a no. She said, that was at work. I'm very flustered by all this. He thought or hoped it was all a joke at first. Then he said, it's not really the type of thing he wants to talk about on the radio. He said, of course, I love you. One host called it the most uncomfortable on-air moment he's ever had. Oh, that's got to be terrible when you propose and the person doesn't say yes. Oh, no. Taylor Swift wrote two songs about her relationship with Travis Kelce. You knew that was going to happen, right? So it says she probably won't let anyone hear them because they're personal. She writes songs about every love life she has, every love. What do you mean? Of course she's going to let people hear it eventually. That's her whole career. A 22-year-old woman in Massachusetts found out her grandmother saved a bunch of old voicemails, 17 years worth. They covered her entire childhood from age 3 to age 17. The first one's about a new scooter she got. The last one's about landing her first job at Subway. I heard these. They played them on ABC World News. It is so cute to hear the three-year-old, "Hi, Grandma. I'm going to watch G-Force. Do you want to come over and watch it with me?" And this little girl loves, loves, loves her grandma. And this grandma had the wherewithal to hold 14 years worth of voicemails, and there's a ton of them in there. And now this little three-year-old is in her 20s, just a beautiful woman, ready to get her degree from college. And it's just amazing to listen to these. I love listening to them. Anyway, don't you wish we all saved them? I have my mother's voicemails. I should play them for you sometime. They all say the same thing. "Donald, where are you? You said you were going to call me. All right, I'm going to sleep. Good night. Donald, where are you? You said you're going to come over. It's 1 minute late. Get over here." Every message is, "Where are you?" Now, I'm not kidding when I say I used to call my mother about 12 times a day. I mean, she lived only 5-8 minutes from me. But I used to call her all the time. And if she didn't answer the phone, I'd run over there. Even, you know, I knew she was watching TV late one night, so I called her at 1 in the morning because I knew she was watching something, and she didn't answer the phone. So I ran over there. It turns out she was sleeping, but she's a deep sleeper. And she didn't hear the phone ring. I put this phone ring on there. It was, sounds like a submarine going down, you know, dive, dive. And it didn't even wake her up. All right. Yeah, but I did save them. I have them on my phone. Yeah, that's nice to save 14 years worth of voicemails from her granddaughter. Now her granddaughter's a beautiful young lady and listening back to those. Yeah. Odd but true, and this I didn't know, redheaded people need about 20% more anesthesia than people with other colors of hair. Also, the gene mutation for red hair affects the body's pain tolerance. I don't know if redhead people can, you know, tolerate more pain or less pain. It didn't really say here. Now, sometimes you don't have to play to a giant arena to make big money. Rihanna, case in point, paid $6 million to play at a pre-wedding gig for a very rich family in India. This just happened the other day. She played 19 songs, and it was her first full-on concert since 2016, even though there were only 1,200 people there. It was a private gig, $6 million, and I've heard of this before. Mariah Carey did it. She was over in the I think United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia, and they wanted her to sing, and they paid her several million dollars just to sing for a group of people. Comedians have done that. You know, they've gone to different functions where there's only, you know, 12 people, 13 people, whatever, and they put on a show. Yeah, a gig is a gig, I guess, right? I would imagine. All right, we've got some more tickets to give away to Now and Then. I'm going to go see this weekend as well. I have tickets to see Now and Then. You know, people we meet, paths we take, decisions we make at the center of this heartfelt romantic comedy, Now and Then. It continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. The year 1981, and just as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories about life in the future, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office. 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets. Or give me a call right now. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild. Friday night, this Friday night, March 8th at 7:30 p.m. You want to go? Give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild. And that's coming up this Friday night. I think my tickets are for, I don't know, Saturday sometime. Yeah, we buy season tickets, so I never have to think about buying them. I already have them. So if you want to see Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild, I have our final pair of tickets. 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756. And I'll send you the Racine Theater Guild this weekend. I love the Racine Theater Guild. I think these people are Broadway quality. I told Doug Incidence that when he was on the air with me once. Yeah, they're just Broadway. These people are fantastic. I don't know how they put on the shows they put on there, but they do. And the people who do the set designs at the Racine Theater Guild are just fantastic as well. Okay, so I'll get to the phone in just a moment here. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. Cloudy. Highs near 42 today. Cloudy lows around 36 tonight. Sunshiny tomorrow with a high near 44. Right now it's cloudy, 40 degrees. At Hometown Radio Refreshed, WRJN.
Listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show. This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area, from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com, home of the superheroes.
A blow to Wisconsin soybean producers. Chevron has announced that they are indefinitely idling production in Madison. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Chevron Renewable Energy Group actually idled two processing facilities, one in Ralston, Iowa, the other in Madison, Wisconsin. The facility in Madison started operations in 2007 and was producing approximately 20 million gallons per year of biodiesel. This comes at a time when many municipalities are looking at adding more biodiesel to their fleet. Kelly Marzak is the project manager with MegCorp, a fueling consulting firm out of Plymouth, Minnesota.
Municipalities often have sustainability goals or their carbon reduction goals. Sure. So looking at their fleets, trying to reduce the petroleum use, trying to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from their fleets, biodiesel is a great option for those diesel fleets. It is quick, blends up to B20, can be used in their current diesel vehicles and dispensed through their current diesel fueling equipment. So it makes it easy. They don't have that large investment that is often needed if you're changing out your whole fleet to a different alternative fuel. So less expense and less time to make that happen.
Kelly Marzak, she's a project manager with a company called MegCorp out of Plymouth, Minnesota. They're a fuel consulting company, and she says as more municipalities look to improve their sustainability profile, biodiesel plays a role. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get rolling on a Tuesday morning. So far, slipping into the red ink. Numbers are next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents. To a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a quarter of a cent to 164 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese down 2.5 at 152 and three quarters, while AA butter gained 5.25 cents to 281 a pound. This morning in Chicago, we've got April milk up 2 at 1660, while December corn is down 2 at 461. November beans down 2 at 1144. July wheat's unchanged. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and still windy this morning. The wind will die down and we'll actually see a little sunshine here by this afternoon. High today, 44. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, sunshine, 45 by Thursday, partly cloudy with a high near 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
A new study claims Fremont, California is the happiest city in America, while the saddest city in America is once again Puppy Grave, Indiana.
Applebee's just reported that last quarter their $1 margarita, the Dollarita, really helped drive the company's profits. The only thing it didn't help drive, the people who drank Dollaritas. They go, I gotta call an Uber. Nothing says drink responsibly like selling cocktails that are cheaper than gum.
A new trend among parents is to choose baby names that sound cool as TikTok handles. Great news for little baby Trick Shot COVID Hoax.
I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on a Tuesday morning. My good buddy Randy Gordon, New York State, former New York State Athletic Commissioner, ESPN commentator for television. Also, he's on Sirius XM every day. What a story he's got to tell, a Cinderella story. We're going to share that coming up at 7:06 this morning at WRJN. All right. Nobody wants to be hacked, right? Yeah, nobody wants to be hacked. According to this hacker, though, these are the top things that can get you hacked. Out-of-date software, reusing passwords, oversharing on social media, using unsecured Wi-Fi at places like Starbucks, and clicking suspicious links. I worked at a radio station. Somebody clicked on an email they shouldn't have been clicking on. They clicked the link. 3 months later, everything was wiped out. All the computers, all the music, all the commercials, all the programming, and it knocked the station off the air. And Russian hackers want, I think, $80,000, something like that, $100,000. They settled for less. And the station actually had ransomware insurance. So the insurance paid for it, but still, they were off the air for like 5-6 days. Due to this, because somebody clicked on an email they shouldn't have been clicking on it. The radio station had a timer on it, and 3 months later, boom, off the air, everything went. They got to be careful. That radio station's not far from here, by the way, where that happened. Think you were born in the wrong decade? A lot of people do. They think they were born in the wrong century. I think I was born in the perfect decade for me. I really do. I had a great time in my decades growing up, so yeah, I think I'm okay. 19% of Americans say they don't have much in common with their own generation. They need to be in a different one. I hope not today's generation. Can't believe I'm saying that. I sound like my grandparents. You kids today? All right. What were they thinking in this high school? A high school in Oklahoma is getting a lot of backlash after a video got out where the students were licking toes as part of a fundraising event. The school said the kids volunteered to do it ahead of time, so it was okay. Are they kidding? They agreed to that? A former Dunkin' Donuts manager in Florida stole $153,000 from the business, and when the cops later asked where she got all that money in her account, she claimed it wasn't from stealing it from Dunkin' Donuts, it was from her boyfriend's drug dealing. Oh yeah, that's better. Are you a big soda drinker? I stopped about seven, eight years ago. I stopped drinking soda. I was drinking 4 bottles of Diet Pepsi a day. And My wife suggested it wasn't that good for me, so I said, all right, I'll stop. So I stopped all soda, and I haven't had a soda any type, any brand, any kind for about 7 or 8 years. Now, 7 years, I think it was. You know, drinking just two cans, that's 12-ounce cans of soda per week, can erase the heart health benefits you get through exercise. Soda's not good for you. I mean, there's not one soda commercial that says, oh, and infused with vitamins, good for your health. You've never seen a Coca-Cola, Pepsi, root beer commercial, 7-Up commercial, a Diet Pepsi, or whatever commercial, Dr. Pepper, ever said it was good for you. It's not good for you, soda. Showbiz News. Joshua Jackson has joined the cast of the new Karate Kid movie. Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan are going to be in. I guess he'll play him, you know, the role he played Daniel-san. Daniel. He was in all the others. And Jackie Chan, I guess, will be the new Mr. Miyagi, or former Mr. Miyagi. There's also a new book of murder mystery stories based on the AC/DC song Back in Black. There's a story based on each song in the album, each one by a different author. That's kind of interesting. New and different. All right, we'll try that one. Have you seen this policy at any hotels yet? Someone at a hotel in Florida posted a photo of a minibar fridge in their room and a sign on it that said they'd automatically be charged $50 if they put any of their own stuff in the mini fridge. If they do charge, a few people mentioned a hack to get around it. Call the front desk, tell them you need a fridge to store your medication. They'll probably let you use the mini fridge or bring you another fridge for free. My wife and I were at, I forget what hotel we were at. I think it was in Las Vegas. Yeah, we were at a hotel in Las Vegas, brand new hotel, the Venetian, which was just opened up. And what we didn't know was that they had sensors in the fridge. So we picked some things out to look at them in the mini fridge. And as soon as you lifted it up, you were charged. Yeah, because it had a sensor and it says, well, you lifted that up, you now own it. And we had to call the front desk and they said, all right, well, just don't lift anything else up. I mean, they charge you like $12 for a candy bar, and everything was in these mini fridges, and can't touch anything in there anymore, especially if you're in one of these high-end hotels. A new study found that people in bad moods perform better detailed-oriented tasks. People in negative moods, angry or sad, are more careful and analytical than people in a positive mood. So I should be in a bad mood from now on? Okay, I can do that easily. There's no problem there. Should we stop giving companies a two-week notice when we quit? You're not required to, by the way, just so you know. There's no law that says you have to give a two-week notice. It's kind of nice to, because, you know, the company needs some time to replace you, but you don't have to. Have you ever left with zero notice? The hashtag no two-week notice has been trending. The argument is they don't give you a two-week notice when they fire you, but is it really worth burning a bridge for no reason? Because that will come back and haunt you, I have a feeling. When I was fired from this station 9 years ago, he didn't give me any notice. I mean, he said, can you stay on one more week, please? Didn't give me any severance pay or anything after 24 years. They just said, goodbye. It happens. I gave a company a two-week notice once, and they said, no, we want you out of here now. Wait a second. What happened to just 2 days ago I was awesome, and today I'm a pariah. I once gave a company two-week notice, and they said, no, we need a month notice. I said, I gave you 3 weeks. I bargained with them. I said, I gave you 3 week notice. And I did. I gave them 3 week notice to replace me. I mean, I just wanted out at that point. It was a Milwaukee radio station. And the general manager there and I didn't get along. So I just said, I'll give you 3 weeks. He wanted a month. How often does this happen? There was a really strange situation in Iowa earlier this year when a woman thought to be dead was taken to a funeral home. The staff realized she was still alive. I think that happens more often than we're heard, than we're told. That people I hope they get him, just before any embalming takes place. Because embalming, forget it, then you really are dead. Do you know what they used to do back in the 1800s? All right. When they buried you, they put a string inside the casket, and the string came to the surface. It was attached to a post which had a bell on it. And if you were ever buried alive by accident, you would pull the string, the bell would ring, and you'd be saved by the bell. And that's where that term comes from, saved by the bell, by some person who they thought was dead. I gotta believe this happens more often than we're told. That's gotta be really bad, huh? You find out your loved one is dead. Then they say, oh, no, we made a mistake. They got better. All right. Odd but true. Every character on the TV show The Simpsons has four fingers on their hand except one character, God. When he appeared in Homer's various visions and dreams, God had five fingers. And they asked the writers once, why does God have five fingers and everybody else has four? And they said, God is perfect. All right. Mickey Mouse only has four fingers, too. Mickey and Minnie, only four fingers on each hand. Because it looks better. When you have five fingers, it looks very busy. So they only gave him that much. Do you know there hasn't been an NFL game with a final score of 7-0 in almost 40 years? The last time it happened was December 4th, 1983, when the Patriots beat the Saints 7-0. Actually, it's been over 40 years. It's been 41 years. A candy company in Canada is looking to hire candy and chocolate taste testers. They're hiring people full-time for jobs at about $47,500 a year. You'll have to move to Canada because you got to work there in person. Can't do this. You can't taste test virtually. Still a pretty good deal, though, huh? $47,500. A member of the Oklahoma State House of Representatives just introduced a bill to create an official Bigfoot hunting season. If this bill passes, the State Wildlife Commission will need to set dates for Bigfoot season and issue licenses to hunt Bigfoot. Are they kidding? American Airlines has figured a way to get rid of the alcohol they haven't been able to sell on airplanes. They've created a new wine delivery service. You can order the fancy bottles of wine they serve to first-class passengers between $13 and $40 per bottle. These are the bottles, you know, little airline bottles. What I don't understand is they sell alcohol on the planes. They have bars after the security, after you get into the airport, tons of bars. People are already, you know, drinking over there. Then when you get on the plane drunk, they throw you off. And they never let you fly that airline again. Meanwhile, they're serving you alcohol on the plane. They're serving you alcohol before you get on the plane. And then when you're drunk on the plane, they got a problem with it. I don't get it. There's a new wristband that lets your boss know how you're feeling. It's a button you press if you're happy and one you press if you're not happy. Your company keep tabs on you, on your mental health, if you're happy or unhappy. 68% of people say they have a hobby, skill, or passion that they think they could turn into a career. The most common ones, writing, baking, cooking, graphic design. My hobby was radio when I was about 8 years old, 9 years old. I turned it into some kind of career. All right, I got another pair of tickets to go to the Racine Theater Guild this weekend, this Friday night, to go see Now and Then. I can't wait to see this show. I heard it's a very, very good show from the people who've seen it already, so I can't wait. My tickets are for the weekend, and you can go Friday night, March 8th, 7:30 p.m. I've got two tickets for you right now, one pair of tickets. And that's all we have. Yeah, we gave away some tickets already. So if you want to go to see Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild Friday night, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Phone lines are open. And if you want to call now, you'll get through. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Give a call. We're waiting for the call to come in if you want to go see Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild this weekend. Every seat's a winner in that place anyway, so it doesn't matter where you sit. But, yeah, it's a good show. Can't wait to see it. The next one coming up is Stargirl, and then they got Cabaret coming up. I think we might even give tickets away to those as well. But, yeah, if you want to see Now and Then, give a call. 262-634-9756. We've got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now. It's 648 WRJN Radio. Looking for a cloudy day today with a high near 42 degrees. Cloudy lows around 36 for tonight. And the outlook for tomorrow, sunny with a high near 44. I'm liking that. Right now, cloudy, 40 degrees. The rain stopped, but it's all wet out there. But the air smells kind of fresh. I poked my beak out the door about 15 minutes ago. It's kind of fresh out there now. It's got a fresh feel to it. All the soot, all the dirty air is all washed away. Yeah, I like that.
listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Aaron on Air.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
At 6:52 at WRJN Radio, and let's say good morning to, is it Telma? Am I saying that right, Telma?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Telma is gets tickets to go see Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild, and that's coming up this Friday night for her at 7:30 p.m. You're going to have a great time. You ever been to the Racine Theater Guild before?
Yes, I love going there.
Isn't it? Every seat's a winner. I mean, it's just a...
Yeah.
And where they get these actors from locally, I don't know, but they're Broadway quality. The set designs are beautiful. And it's just, you always have a great time at the Racine Theater Guild. It's very intimate. And you're going to get your tickets for Friday night, Telma. And I thank you very much for calling in. You enjoy the show, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Telma. Bye-bye now. It's Friday night, 7:30. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, that was our last pair of tickets. I wanted to make sure she got on the air. Okay. It's 6:52 at WRJN Radio. Let's get to the news headlines this morning. Stuart J. Waddle is watching everything for us today, our news director. There could still be some high water in areas this morning. The weather last night started with tornado warnings and dark clouds, leading to intense rainfall and flooding in southeast Wisconsin. The National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for near Elkhart. Yesterday afternoon, as storms moved along I-43, the weather system shifted to heavy rain and some hail, resulting in flooding in low-lying areas. I told you, that rain was pelting my windows during the night last night. The innocent man killed in a Racine crash Saturday was the father of five. Police say the 18-year-old driver of a BMW was driving recklessly when he slammed into another car head-on at 12th and South Memorial Saturday. The family of the man killed has been identified as 46-year-old Maley Antonio. His 13-year-old son was in the car as well but survived. The identity of the driver responsible hasn't been released yet. Even with demo work on the east side of Regency Mall, there are still stores open in the west side. You may have seen the first set of photos coming from the demolition of part of Regency Mall. The big hole in the Boston store is with half of the existing mall structure coming down for new Woodman's and apartments. Some of the stores, that were in the part coming down have moved. There are reminding people that they are open in the eastern part of the mall. Demos should be done in a couple of months, with the grocery store going up next. Conservative activist Harry Waite, facing charges of election fraud in Racine County, has had his trial postponed to August. The delay comes after Waite filed several motions during a recent status conference, leading the judge to set a hearing for August 16th. Waite's accused of misappropriating identification information and illegally requesting absentee ballots. It was initially scheduled for trial later this month. Waite says he did it to prove that his MyVote website was not secure. All right. Well, those are the stories Stuart J. Waddell's keeping an eye on today. That and more. We'll hear Stuart throughout the day today right here at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. All right. Let me move this out of the way. Coming up at 7:06, my good buddy Randy Gordon's going to be here. You're going to love this story. This is a Cinderella story, I'm going to tell you, about a kid in Brooklyn, New York, who made it big and became the New York State Athletic Commissioner. And beyond that, so that's coming up. According to a survey of remote workers, do you work remote? 59% say they usually look at their coworkers on Zoom calls. So you do pay attention. However, 25% admit they mostly look at themselves because your little picture's on there. Also, 1% say they never wear pants when they're working. You know, when I worked at WSB Radio in Atlanta, we had a TV station, Channel 2, WSB TV. And the newscasters during the summer wore shorts, the women and the men, but they wore suit jackets and nice, you know, blouses. So when they were on TV, you never saw the shorts and the sneakers because they were sitting behind the anchor desk. But, yeah. Okay, new trend on TikTok is confessing to messed up things you did as a kid that you still regret. Without asking, two kids decided to repark their dad's car when they ran into a library. They crashed into another car, never told anybody. The other car was smashed up, but the dad's car was fine, so never found out. I got to tell you a story here, and I'll get this off my head. I told my parents this just, you know, shortly before they passed away. I told them this story. When I was a little kid, I was running down the stairs in our house from the upstairs bedroom down, and the stairs led directly to the front door. And I was running so fast, I would normally just run by the door, quick smack the handle, and the door would open. Well, one day it didn't open, and I smashed the whole glass, the whole front door window, the storm door window. Glass was broken. It didn't shatter, but it was broken. I mean, it was cracked. So I said, oh, there were some kids throwing firecrackers outside. Now I was about 8 years old. What do I know? And I came up with that cockamamie story. So one of my family, my mother's friends was over the house, and they said, wait a second, this was broken from the inside, not the outside. And I said, no, this was done, this was done by firecrackers on the outside. I said, no, this was pushed in from the inside, you could tell. So that's when I was 8 years old. Cut to decades and decades later. My parents no longer living on Long Island. They're living at the apartments. What is that? Lake Apartments down there on Wisconsin Avenue. I can't think of the name of the apartments. Anyway, so they're living there, and we're outside one day, and I tell them the true story of what happened decades earlier. They said, we don't even remember that door with a window breaking. And I said, you know, it's been on my head all this time that I broke that and never told you. Yeah, I got them when my father had dementia. My mother was sharp. She knew what I was talking about. My father couldn't care less. But it's amazing. Anyway, cloudy today with a high near 42 degrees. Cloudy tonight, lows around 36. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 44. Right now, cloudy and 40 degrees in Racine at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. My talk with my good buddy Randy Gordon coming up in just a few moments after CBS News and local news at the top of the hour.
Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Tune in for a Super Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll bring you all the electoral results and more 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
People we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, continuing its run this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.